What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
We are back officially with the old school version going solo here. Jay Foreman, we are brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients, a butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney, and 168th in Maple. Also, 85th and Old Cheney / Undermat. I can't never forget that because I always like to slide in one of my favorite street names in Lincoln, even though there's a lot of streets in Lincoln that are getting blasted with reconstruction. Be safe out there, because I know there was a big accident or big accidents yesterday, and even one, I think, this morning. We are actually having a pretty cool show today and for the rest of the week. After combined with On the Block, I think my dad, Chuck Foreman, is going to had called in for a good 20-30 minute segment. But I'm going to dive into the big ruling. Obviously, the NCAA is essentially in the Cliff Notes version, has went through with revenue sharing and allowed colleges to pay athletes and make contracts. And what does that really mean? Nobody really knows. But what it could mean, and what it does mean on the surface, that if by chance they're recruiting a you know, 4 or 5 star recruit, 3 star recruit, you can sign them to a contract. That means that there will be potentially buyouts. There will be potentially escalator clauses in there. And they could get ugly, because you got to make sure, number one, I'm just going to talk about from the player standpoint. Now your freedom of walking into coach's office, NIL office, offices, or agents contacting whoever they may be. And every 6 months having the option to go back into the portal and to continue to get paid I call it a convenience fee or a stay fee. When your production maybe haven't warranted, but the situation has, and the market maybe has overvalued your position in this world of college football, that probably will be minimalized. There will be potentially still third party collectives, and that will where you'll be able to maybe pay some players that you maybe not wouldn't want to pay, like, I guess, on the school's book. So it's going to be interesting, that accounting. There will be some bookkeeping per se. And the big story is, like, if there's a fourth team quarterback that's getting paid like $4 million from the local dealership, obviously that's not going to be passed through I think it's DeWitt that's going to be doing all the, I guess, overseeing. So essentially I think it's DeWitt or DeWitt is going to be essentially the NFLPA and the NFL. If you remember the contracts that are done, not only for rookies, but any free agent contract or any rookie contract or any extension, it has to go through proper channels at the league offices. That's at the league side and then also the NFLPA side. So what that does is it protects yourself against the quote unquote Ricky Williams clause, where the New Orleans Saints essentially sold their soul for Ricky Williams. And Ricky Williams had, I think, Master P in his agency, which I think they, you know, tried to do a good job, but didn't have the NFL experience to sign Ricky to a very player friendly contract. And so it's to protect both sides. And so the protection needs to be there, even though the contracts are there. I think it could in theory slow down the transfer portal. In reality, I think it won't. I think it will be a short time of slow progress or slow movement as far as the portal goes. But then I think the agents and the people, the power brokers and the behind the scene guys will find ways to get guys to move and then obviously find ways to maybe squirm the way out of contracts if they want to get out bad enough. I think, it, you know, the one analogy I could give it to you is when you rent an apartment and say you want to move and you don't get transferred for a job, there's always a way that to essentially long play, slow play, short play. And then obviously based on the market, you can get out of your lease. And so I think that's the way it is. I think these players are now going to be leased, and it's, and the lease is going to be 2 to 3 year contracts, 2 years with a player and or a team option. And it'll be really, really interesting to see, you know, the first team, the first player that signs with the university. And I'm going to tell you this, when you saw a lot of movement in the transfer portal this year, I think it was, there's two things that got it moving. Number one, it was the potential or the thought that they was going to go down to 105. That was huge. I think guys jumped into portal early because they wanted to get in your spot and make sure you were secure, not only with your spot on the team, but with your NIL deal. If you warranted another deal or a potential or a bigger, you know, NIL package. But then also I think, you know, with the agents out here now, there's a lot more agents out here that you don't have to be quote unquote NFL certified or NCAA certified, which I hope they eventually will do. Because the big reason why you have more agents, I could be an agent, you could be an agent, anybody listening could be an agent that you know anybody, is that they're charging these players anywhere from 20 to 25%. And so if you get a player that's making $1 million, that's $250,000. Now, if you look at it for a player in the NFL that's coming out and gets a 3 year contract and or a 1 year contract for $1 million, you get 3%. And sometimes if you're a high enough draft choice, you heard, I think, you know, for big time players, remember when Peyton Manning or somebody like that, you know, Tom Condon and those guys will go down to 1.5% or sometimes 1%. And so the difference of, you know, on just on the surface of $250,000 or $200,000 to $250,000 over $1 million of NIL money versus, you know, 3% is 30. And so you have a lot more agents out there. And so I think this new landscape of the transfer portal and everything is going to be really, really interesting based on to see who's going to be, I won't say the guinea pig, but the first one to jump out there and really sign with a university, a contract based on the ruling that just came down officially yesterday. I think it's going to be, you know, continue to move, especially from a university standpoint, you know, where they stand, what they want to do to make sure they're protected, because, you know, they have the revenue sharing. They have other Olympic sports that I'm going to get into that potentially are probably going to have to move down to club sports. How does that have a bigger effect outside of just college sports? And I will get into that. And then also they want to make sure that they get what they paid for, right? And I think everybody has came to the conclusion that college players, not all of them, majority of them are just getting scholarship money. And then obviously with the 105, I think every kid can be on scholarship. Not every school will have 105 guys on scholarship. And you can kind of move and shake with that as well. I think everybody's came to terms slowly but surely, but then obviously welcomed it now that every college player is going to get paid, because now the fans all say, well, we just need to raise a whole bunch of money and we need to go buy a team. It doesn't necessarily work like that. It's generally the haves and have nots. That's the difference between the way college football is now and where it's going in the NFL. Everybody in the NFL in that locker room is paid handsomely, even all the way down potentially to the practice squad guys, which essentially would be walk-ons. Even the guys that are, you know, first or second year rookies are getting handsomely paid, well, probably at a higher rate than majority of NIL deals on a year to year basis. If you count, like I was a late fifth round draft choice, what the market is now just coming out of the draft, along with the signing bonus, just for that first year, I think they're probably making as much or more than majority of people are making in big NIL deals. And so when you look at it, it's not apples to apples. It's kind of like a farm system for it, and it has to be shaped, it has to be formed. You could probably call and ask the NFL how to get this thing going and hopefully, you know, survive and then eventually progress, because that revenue sharing is going to continue to go up and go up and go up, and the players are going to get to the point that they're going to be reaping anywhere from 45 to 50% of the total revenue, and this is how they're going to get to it. If you think of, say, Nebraska has 105 players all on scholarship, right? You got scholarship money. They got a ton of more scholarship money than I ever got. You got Husker bucks and all this other stuff. And say part of it just in your NIL deal, they give you rent and all this other stuff, but not a big check. And say you get $3,000 a month. That's $36,000. Then you throw in the 20.5 million, whatever your share is for the football team. Then it goes up to say 20, let's say just 22 million. And then say it maxes out at somewhere at 25 million by the time you get done after your 4 years in college, right? 3 or 4 years in college. Overall, the players, if you count the scholarships and all the benefits and all that other stuff that they get, you know, just as I call the Mr. T starter kit, at the end, it will be close to 50%. And that's what the part of the lawsuit was, you know, obviously based on. And then obviously in the tricky part is what will be interesting in the future. I know 2016 was the year that everybody's going to be able to go back and get paid. I have a sneaky feeling all the way back to 1994, guys could go and get paid something and put something aside. And now if I was a university, I'd probably be ahead of the curve, sign some sort of deal where guys get some sort of stipend. And so therefore, when the ruling does come down, you're not stuck, you know, with, you know, your empty pockets. You kind of already, even, it, you know, hey, take this now. Maybe a little bit less. This is what is forecasted, and you're going to have to do some obviously tricky accounting and get some engineers that know numbers like no other, and you know, factor in past lost wages, inflation, time, but then also time that you can get paid earlier versus later. And so there's a lot of like tentacles that are coming.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Off of this ruling, both from the player side and then obviously from the university side. And so now you do have a potentially a true partnership. And if you really want to dive into it, how does it affect Nebraska? I think it could really help out a school like Nebraska and a coach like Matt Rhule and coaches that have coaches or assistant coaches or advisors or consultants that have NFL experience. And that's also recent and past. And here's why. This is an NFL game. So whoever is first in line, first around that corner, it's almost like running the 400 in your 4x1 relay. So now everybody is in that first curve and everybody's about even. So now your second and third leg is where you really, really, really want to gain some ground on your opponents that you're trying to catch or you're trying to run away from. And how do you do that? One, you want to have experience on how to spend wisely and have some sort of system to measure production and versus your, I guess, return on your investment, right? And what fits for you, what fits for your team, what fits for your program, what fits for your players that you're recruiting, both in high school, transfer portal, JUCO, and so forth and so on. And you want to make sure you're very efficient with that. And that might change every 6 months or every season, but you want to make sure you have a Trump type plan on what you want to do. And then also have a contingency plan if it doesn't work out, because you never want to be stuck. Stuck on stupid, that you don't know what you're doing next because it never generally works out the way you want it. That's how you win that first, second leg. That's when you're thinking of, okay, if where Nebraska's at, say you're anywhere right now from 5 to 8 to 9 in the Big Ten preseason rankings. And just say if you think like, okay, let's just say worst case scenario, because I always like to, minimize promises and over deliver. So you're 8 and 9. So how can I get to 6 right away? Talent being equal, efficiency in how we're going about our process and evaluating players, and also making sure we're able to adjust our process based on each individual player, but then also how college football has changed changing, because let's not forget these rulings down in the future will change, which then will make you change how you go about your day-to-day business. That's how you win that second leg. The third leg, which is probably the most important, if you look at this 4x1 relay, is that you want to make sure that your day-to-day process, who you are, who your coaches are, who your assistant coaches are, who you have around your program, I guess even your former players, alumni, all are pushing in the right direction for the betterment of the players on the team, that therefore you can have some instant return on investment, right? Unique ideas to sell Nebraska to win a recruiting battle for Jay Foreman to get me to come here and say, like, you know, say my dad worked for a real estate company, that you want to start to provide things outside of the contracts and NIL to make it appealing to certain players. Then you're able to get them in your program in a contract, really develop them. And then obviously start to be like kind of Michigan State was, groom some guys along with your star players. So you're reloading and not rebuilding. And this is where I really think it helps out Nebraska, because I know there's been a lot of talk about Iowa State coming in and getting some of our players. I think now it could be a point that we can take some chances on guys lower in the roster with maybe a minimal contract with an escalator on it based on where you get in year 2, 3, renegotiate it. We get the best year three or four out of you. Then you're starting to go back to old school recruiting where you took a chance on a Jay Foreman that came in skinny, you know, really needed to get in the weight program, was all about football, but just needed to develop physically and obviously mentally, and then was able to take advantage of an instant opportunity, and the rest is history. And now I'm sitting in front of you right now after playing 19 years in the NFL, or 8 or 9 years, excuse me, in the NFL, and able to kind of look back on my process. It's like, man, football would never be the same, but it is the same now, or potentially could be the same with this new ruling at some places that have and recreate that homegrown want to play for Nebraska. Guys come here from all around the country, learn what it means to be a Nebraska player, keep guys here, understanding it's not just a 3 or 4 year decision. It's a 30 or 40 year decision. And then therefore you're making up ground. That's how you take the serious lead going in to that final leg of this 4x1 relay. And then how do you finish it, right? The Usain Bolts and all that stuff, or the Carl Lewis that I grew up and was blessed to watch in the 4x1 relay. That leads to consistent production on the field. That is backed up by the fan support, the financial support of the athletic department, the the aura of Nebraska's back, the blue blood, and all the benefits that come with it, both short and long term. Then you start to put more guys at the next level. Then you start to become the it place to be. Then you don't have to worry about weather. Then you don't have to worry about location. And then the cherry on top is the Big Red Project. Then it's all that stuff that you heard about before and didn't maybe come to fruition right away, start to pay dividends tenfold. That's how you start to be up in the top six, say, in recruiting. Then when you have this great 7-on-7 tournament that you have and sealed off with a championship game and have the likes of Cam Newton and obviously Trey Taylor was, you know, doing some recruiting and Dylan Raiola was there and all that stuff. Then it's the place to be to bring your 7-on-7 guys and then obviously getting 200 or 300 of unofficial visits and start to really use it as a recruiting tool. And then people can't catch up because you're 2 or 3 legs ahead. And that's the best way that you can really, really look at it. Because if you just look at it very short term and say, you know what, you know, it's like everybody's had, you know, kids that might, you know, spaz out a little bit and say, okay, I'm going to get them to be quiet by just throwing some money at them, buy them a new toy, get them some ice cream or something like that. That's just like the sense of, okay, well, let's go round up a whole bunch of money and throw it at a bunch of guys that don't want to be here. And then therefore, you know, they'll find ways to get out of it because, you know, there's always a way potentially to get out of a contract. They might not come here unless you pay them a whole bunch of money and then they can get out of the contract after a year. So essentially you're on the hope that they start to dive into what I talked about in the analogy of the second and third leg. But if you do the things that potentially, like, I don't have all the answers, but this is the way I'm looking at it, then that's where I think Nebraska is able to be really, really efficient. I think this ruling right here was probably something they thought was going to be coming down all the way back in March, even like at the end of the Super Bowl. Here we are in June, right before, or a month or two, 6 weeks, I guess, you know, a month and a half before training camps really were open or fall camps really open. It was generally what happens. And if you go back to when NIL first started, I think it was July 1st or something like that, you saw players, you know, it should be really, really cool to have a 30 for 30 for players to go back and really, really look at some of the tweets. Hey, I'm Jay Foreman. You know, I'm open for any NIL opportunities. Feel free to contact me at whatever email. Versus now, players have agents. They have agents of agents. They have a marketing agent. They have an NIL agent. They have a social media agent. And then they're really, really making a lot of money off the field and or on and off the field, on and off the court, tenfold in just a very few years after it just came down from there. So it was right around the same time, gives players, universities, and coaches not a lot of time to really adjust, which is good in the sense of, you know what's coming, here it is. If I'm a coach, I'm having a meeting about it with everything that I know. You could use your time wisely, but once we kick off fall camp, all that stuff has to cease. Because my best NIL deal or negotiating power is for me to play well. My best, I guess, negotiation for coaches and assistant coaches and consultants and all that is for we, you know, the players to play well and our team wins. So in order for that to happen, the focus has to shift from fun time, celebration time, to money time. And money time isn't getting money in your pocket because the money will already be there. A lot of the players, I think, already have NIL deals, and so they have to probably go back, and it's going to be big, probably come after the season, to really re-up those deals. And I don't know if, you know, if it's been a factor, or if it's beneficial, more beneficial for players to stay in their deals now. I think this probably is, and they're grandfathered in, or is this only for new and upcoming players that are getting recruited? A lot to dive through, man. This is huge and it's crazy. But I think it's good for both sides. But then also I think the universities like it because I think they'll be able to hold on to some players a little bit longer. Then therefore the coaches can really, really not be, hey, I only can coach who's, you know, you're scared that guys are going to leave after 6 months. Now you know that at least they'll be around for a couple of years. Now when you're really putting a lot of time in the guys, you know, they'll at least have them for a couple of years if they're, you know, able to get a contract through the university. So you can really, really build a foundation of your team. And then you really got to make hay with your collective evaluation process, efficiency in how you play players, evaluate players, and then how you continue to progress in this thing called the Big Ten and major college football as it moves forward. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I'm going to talk about the always talk about the people get the indirectly get affected with this. And that's Olympic sports and where I can see that going. And it's going to be on a university, basis. And it's going to be a choice, but eventually where I can see it going. Jay Foreman, Old School, we'll be right.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.